Shalom means peace, but it also means completeness, wholeness, safety, and welfare. Jacob is sending Joseph to see to the shalom of his brothers. A father sends a son into harm's way in order to help his brothers find wholeness, safety, and welfare. A father sends a son to save people. Sound familiar? To see to the shalom of your brothers sometimes means to walk into harm's way so that your brothers might be made well. It means to move toward them, to see their wounds, even beneath their hatred, and to put your hand where it hurts. This, it turns out, was a beginning that would mark Joseph for the rest of his life and change the future of the children of Israel forever. The process of seeing to the shalom of another requires our expansion. It is actually in the process of seeking shalom that we are expanded. If you want shalom, you need to prepare for some raka. If you want peace with your brothers, you may first have to deal with some poop. We are rarely ready to see to the shalom of another. Joseph left the safety of his father's house and traveled to Shechem, where he was told he would find his brothers. When he finally found them, they were covered in raka, and Joseph's life became a nightmare. When Joseph reached his brothers, they ripped off the fancy coat he was wearing, grabbed him, and threw him into a cistern. The cistern was dry. There wasn't any water in it. Genesis 37, verses 23 and 24. The word for dry in Hebrew is full with meaning. Reik can be used to describe an empty container like the well into which Joseph was thrown, but it can also be used to describe someone who is worthless, idle, and vain. The root word is ruach, which means to make empty or to empty out. Sometimes being expanded starts with being emptied out. And so the vain dreamer gets emptied out in a place where there is no water, no source of life, where he himself will be emptied out. Sometimes the darkness out there reveals an emptiness in here. Being emptied out has a way of helping us deal with the things we don't want to deal with. I wonder what happened to Joseph in that darkness. I wonder what got emptied out of him. I wonder what was expanded in him. Because we can read the stories found in the scriptures from beginning to end in just a few minutes, we forget that there were moments, days, sometimes years in between what happened from one verse to the next. I'm always interested in what happens between the verses, in those moments just after the dreamer is thrown into the pit when the camera chooses to follow the other characters. I wonder what was named out loud to God. When you sit with the empty and cannot fill it with things that don't belong, what finally comes? Names are different in Hebrew than in English. My name is Steve, and that is simply what you call me. But in Hebrew, names have to do with your destiny. The names in Joseph's family tells a very interesting, albeit tragic, story. Jacob was married to sisters, Rachel and Leah. I don't care what customs allowed for him.